Andy on WTAN FM 106.1 and AM 1340.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
That's Wham! Talking about Christmas. One of our top 10 most popular Christmas songs, if you recall. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, December 13th. We got a lot going on. In a few minutes, Hans von Spakovsky is going to join us from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk about the indictment of Hunter Biden. By the way, I just understand that Hunter is not going to show up to testify.
He is there.
He is going to?
Yes, he's there.
I don't think so, no.
Well, they just said he met.
He's not going to show up, I don't think, Ed. He's not going to show up. He will not be testifying, unless there's something, because I was listening on the way in. He's ducking it. He did talk in front of a camera and pretty much was blaming Republicans for a shameless investigation. But anyway, we'll be talking with Hans von Spakovsky about all of this in just a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, the House is also set to vote later today on whether or not to formalize an impeachment probe into Joe Biden. It looks like they have the votes. It looks like they have the vote, so we're going to talk about that as well. And in our latest edition of Campus Quackery, a high schooler fails a quiz in a Seattle high school by saying, no, a woman cannot get pregnant. No, a woman cannot get pregnant is the wrong answer, apparently. We are going to talk about that as well. And in our top 10, we are going to give you good housekeeping's top 10 best Christmas foods. I think you'll like it. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, we're getting closer to Christmas, and you want to look as good as you can underneath the tree and the mistletoe, right? So get over to Andrew's Master Barbershop. It is in the Overcast Plaza on Overcast Drive, just north of State Road 580. Call first for your appointment. 727-733-3773. Great haircut, great price. And Arborlife Tree Service, guys, women, anybody. You got a tree issue? Any kind of a tree issue. You need trees, you need stump grinding, you need to get rid of trees. It's Arborlife Tree Service. And call them for a free estimate, 727-733-3773. 330-1999, Arborlife Tree Service. All right. So it looks like Hunter Biden will be held in contempt of Congress. He made a public show up at a microphone, and I was listening to that. And he said basically that, you know, they're going after his dad, and his dad is not financially... Now he's really parsing it. His dad was not financially involved in his dealings. Well, you can say your dad was not financially involved in your dealings, and get away with it, I suppose. But it used to be that his dad had no knowledge he was even doing anything. So that has changed. Hunter Biden will be held in contempt of Congress for not showing up. You're going to be hearing probably, if you're listening or watching any of the news on television, a bunch of Republicans get before a microphone now and start talking about whether or not Hunter Biden will be held in contempt.
What's the penalty for that? No dessert?
Well, since the Justice Department would carry out a contempt of court and a contempt of Congress, I should say, there's probably going to be nothing. Because the Justice Department is under Joe Biden. So the Justice Department will either ignore or delay any kind of contempt of Congress. Had it been a Republican, like they held, what was his name? They held a couple of people in contempt of Congress by the Justice Department. When they did not show up, they were Trump allies. I cannot think of the one guy that decided he was not going to show up, but he was a big-time Trump ally, and he did not show up for his subpoena, and they went after him. So we'll see how this works out, but the chances are that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and the Justice Department will step away from this, because it's all politics. The whole thing is politics. In the meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday defended the vote that they are going to schedule later today to formalize the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. He argued that, unlike what Democrats did within the, quote, sham impeachment of Donald Trump, Republicans are committed to the rule of law. Johnson explained that House Republicans have, quote, come to this impasse, unquote, in their investigation into Joe Biden's alleged involvement with his son's business dealings, and are hitting a stone wall because the White House is impeding the investigation, not allowing witnesses to come forward, and thousands of pages of documents. The vote on the resolution is, by the way, not the same as a vote to impeach. All right? This is just to formalize the probe. And Johnson says, we have no choice but to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's a legal decision. He said, the people have feelings about it one way or the other, but we can't prejudge the outcome. The Constitution does not permit us to do so. We have to follow the truth where it takes us, and that is exactly what we're going to do. Now, Democrats have very little reason to jump up and down and get upset about it. They didn't give Donald Trump that kind of a deal when they went after him twice and impeached him, right? They just went after him. Wasn't one of them a phone call to the president of the Ukraine? They impeached him on a phone call to the president to ask him about him checking into what Joe Biden was doing with Burisma.
Somebody heard it on the phone.
It turns out that what Joe Biden was doing with Burisma is the reason that they're probably going to go after Joe Biden now, among others. So we'll see about all of that, but it's very, very curious, as they say. In the meantime, Joe Biden is upset that Congress is not going to pass Ukraine funding by itself. Joe Biden said yesterday in a press conference with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, it's stunning, that's what he said, it's stunning that Congress has not passed the administration's supplemental package that was first requested in October to give billions in emergency funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And by the way, it would be $60 billion, with a B, additional dollars for Ukraine. At times while answering questions, and he only took a couple, Biden appeared to be reading from a script, as in he knew what the question was going to be. Did you watch that at all, Ed?
I did.
He looked down and was reading directly from a script on the question.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the fix being in. And of course, he selects who he's going to have ask the question.
Sure.
So the fix is in, and we all know that, right? We should know it by now. I see that we've got one of the House Committee Chairmen.
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Thank you. Jim Jordan is now answering questions.
Look at Jim Jordan.
What a circus.
He's a short little thing. Look at all the women around him. They're just as tall as he is.
Well, maybe he's... You don't know. He might be on his knees.
No. I saw him walking in.
You sure? Lady, he might have walked in on his knees.
The little old lady to his left is as tall as he is.
The little old lady to his left is on a women's basketball team. For goodness sakes. All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot going on, don't we? Wow. Let's take our break. And when we come back, we will have Hans von Spakovsky join us. We're going to talk about the Hunter Biden indictment.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back, Freedom Works. I can't think of another guy I'd rather be talking with right now, with all of this hullabaloo going on in Washington right at this minute, than Hans von Spakovsky. He is a senior legal fellow at the Great Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk with him, appropriately enough, about Hunter Biden and this indictment. Hans, have you been watching the news this morning? Did you notice that Hunter has decided he will duck out on that subpoena before the House Oversight Committee?
Yeah, in fact, he showed up at Capitol Hill, and instead of going in for his deposition, instead he held a press conference and declared publicly that his father had nothing to do financially with his business, which we all know is not true when you look at all of the email communications, documents, and frankly, testimony by his former business partners who all say the exact opposite.
Of course. And he was parsing his words, was he not, when he was making that?
Yeah.
So this way he gets to say something without being called on it. He gets to go before a microphone and say, they're going to have Republicans or this, Republicans or that. My father was not, quote, was not financially involved, unquote. Boy, we've come a long way where we're parsing words now about whether his father was financially or not financially involved. I don't even see how we can say that. But originally, remember Joe Biden said he had no knowledge of anything that his son was doing. I mean, come on. Everybody in town knows that Joe Biden is taking payoff money through his son. Everybody knows that. The whole family's taking payoff money. Can you imagine? I know I'm just running on. I shouldn't be. Can you imagine if this was Trump? They would have buried him in a jail a long time ago.
Yeah, and what everybody needs to recall is, remember, they set up upwards of, 20 different shell corporations that they were using to launder the money coming in from overseas, passing it from one company to another before it then finally got in the hands of the Biden family. Now, if this was all straightforward, why would they need to do it? That's the kind of operation that mob organizations set up to hide their income.
Absolutely. I mean, and you've even got the Justice Department that is supposed to be prosecuting all of this, in the palm of the hand of Hunter and his lawyers. Look, they draw, and you mentioned this, by the way, yourself, that perhaps the biggest, one of the biggest charges is not going to occur. And the fact that Hunter Biden should have registered as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act for all of the things that he was doing. And, of course, they're not going after him for that.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I mean, as you know, they just refiled nine counts against him, this time in California, mostly felony counts, some misdemeanors. And I mean, finally they filed serious tax charges against him. But two things people should remember. The latest felony charges against him are for his evading paying taxes for 4 years. Well, they should have, and they could have, charged him with evading taxes for 6 years, except that the Justice Department's lawyers, either they're incompetent or politically, they wanted to try to lessen the charges against him. Remember, they allowed the statute of limitations to lapse on those other 2 years they could have charged him with.
Of course.
Plus, yeah. I mean, that's just astonishing. And what you were talking about was, look, this 56-page indictment makes it very clear that he was getting paid millions of dollars for representing these foreign entities, these foreign companies. And why were they paying him money? So that he could influence government officials in the White House, including his father when he was vice president, on their behalf. That brings you squarely within the federal FARA law, which says you got to register as the agent of a foreign corporation. Yet there's nothing in this latest indictment about that at all.
Yeah. This is just, it's bizarro world. We're talking with Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We're talking about how the shoe finally drops on Hunter Biden. I think the shoe missed him, actually. But anyway, you know, later on, I think around 5 or so this afternoon, Hans, the House is going to vote on whether or not to formalize the impeachment probe into Joe Biden, coincidentally. So they're a busy group of people today. It looks like they may have the votes.
Well, they should. They should open an inquiry. Look, no matter what the White House says, no matter what Hunter Biden says at his press conference, it's really hard to dispute, as I said, all of the physical documentation and evidence that the House committees have turned up, those in investigating Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden is inexplicably tied into all of this. That's very clear from the evidence. And they need an impeachment inquiry to see whether or not he was benefiting his family, using his office to benefit his family, which to me is grounds for impeachment of a president or a vice president.
Oh, yeah, this is a crazy. By the way, if you're watching any TV, we happen to have a monitor on, and people are running around inside where they were going to depose Hunter Biden. I guess there's Democrats and Republicans. What are they doing, Ed? Are they screaming at each other right now?
Hans, I was just laughing because they just showed the table where it's got Hunter's, it's got a sign that says Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's microphone, and no Hunter Biden. He's even got his own water bottle, and I'd have given anybody if they dropped a little white, little baggy, plastic baggy with little white stuff in it.
And they got all their little boards, you know, their little boards that are on the tripods. Go, yeah. They were all set. Oh, God.
He just
this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. This is the weirdest time. I guess we got to laugh because we'd be crying. With all of the things that are going on. And then you got Joe Biden. Look, Hans, if Joe Biden was the least bit innocent, would he not sit down with some sort of a reputable reporter and answer questions about how his family and the corporations and all of that are somehow getting all of this money and that, you know, he has nothing to do with it and, you know, don't you think he would want to answer questions?
Yes, but he clearly doesn't want to answer questions, and he can't answer those questions, because if he did, the only way he could, the only thing he really could do would be to lie to the American people about what was really going on. And he obviously has no problem doing that, but I don't think he wants to do it, which is all of this, by the way, is another reason why he's doing so poorly in the polls. The American people aren't stupid. I mean, they can see what's going on, and boy, his son doesn't help him. If you guys actually read the indictment, oh my gosh, the sordid, tawdry lifestyle that Hunter Biden, and that's in the indictment.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, as we were talking, I was thinking back to his dropping off that computer and not picking it up again. He had to be out of his head. I'm talking about Hunter Biden, not to pick up his computer with all of that information, how he would allow that to sit there and get himself into that kind of trouble. His dad must have been, when he found out about that, you know, I can just imagine. I wish I was a fly on the wall when he spoke to his son about that. But anyway, here we are. Now, because he didn't show up, they're going to hold him in contempt of Congress. So now it goes to the Justice Department and Merrick Garland, and they're going to sit on it.
Right. Oh,
are they not?
Yeah, they are. The very same way. Think back to the Obama administration. Remember Lois Lerner?
Yes,
remember
I do. Lois? Yes.
Lois Lerner, right? The IRS official who tasked the IRS to go after conservative organizations. When she got to Congress, she refused to answer any questions. Congress voted her in contempt. They sent it over to the Justice Department. And the Justice Department refused to enforce the contempt citation.
Yes, they did. We were just talking. I cannot think of the guy's name. One of Donald Trump's big-time supporters was held in contempt of Congress when he did not show up. But they went after him with the Justice Department in that particular case. We have two different justices now. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
It's
one of the most dangerous developments we have seen in our history, is this two-tier justice system that has appeared in the last few years, and the way in which the U.S. Justice Department, which is, boy, let me tell you, they are powerful. They can destroy any individual, and they are engaged in partisan political persecution with the decisions that they make.
The only thing I can, I guess, because even though they're going to, you know, even if they decide to impeach Joe Biden, it will not go anywhere because the Senate will never convict. I guess just because all of this information will be floating around out there, it's going to affect the presidential election, and perhaps that's what Republicans understand about it.
Well, that may be, but let me tell you what my view is on that. It's not up to the House to decide whether or not the Senate would convict or acquit. Their job, when they see wrongdoing by a federal executive branch official like the president, sufficient for impeachment, is to open up an inquiry, and if they think he's engaged in wrongdoing, to vote on and approve an impeachment resolution. That's their job. And they should not concern themselves about whether or not the Senate will convict or acquit. It's just like a prosecutor. His job is to investigate, and if he thinks a crime's been committed, get the person indicted. You don't not indict somebody just because you worry that a jury might not convict them.
You're right about that, Hans. And I think they're doing the right thing. I think Mike Johnson and the boys in the Republican House are going about this the right way.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Hans, it's always a pleasure. I'm so glad you were with us this morning with all the hullabaloo going on in Washington. Thank you so much. Have a very Merry Christmas. I know we'll be talking again with you in the new year.
Yep, you too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, sir. Hans von Spakovsky, all right.
You know, Biden said, Hunter Biden said in a podcast that I really don't know what it was called, but somebody's garage that was doing it, that if his name wasn't, last name wasn't Biden, he wouldn't be going through this. My response to that would be, if your last name wasn't Biden, you wouldn't have gotten away with
That's
as
right.
much as you have to get this far.
Do you think the statute of limitations would have fallen apart because years ago they decided not to go ahead?
And they're all it's a witch hunt, and it's all the lines that Trump used. It's all coming back that they're saying the same damn thing.
Of course,
AOC was just under saying the same thing. Oh, it's
they're
a witch hunt.
Hypocrites.
They don't have any proof.
Do you know how quickly they impeached Donald Trump?
Twice,
how quickly they did it.
And they didn't get it.
Of course they didn't get it.
But they got really nice $10,000
ballpoint
pens.
But now, these same people that went after Donald Trump, at the flick of a switch,
mm-hmm.
are saying, what are we doing? We have important business to do. The people demand that we do business and not this kind of nonsense. Oh, come on. All right, let's take our break. And when we come back, we got a lot going on, among other things. Did you know that there was a town hall last night with Ron DeSantis on CNN? I did not know, but I found out about it. We'll talk about that. And how about a high schooler says that only women can get pregnant and fails the test? We'll talk about that.
And you're gonna get her.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back. It's Wednesday. Getting closer to the big day, are we not? Well, last night, with all everything else going on, did you know that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took part in a CNN town hall last night? I missed it. I would have watched it, but I did not know it was on. They discussed a wide range of topics, with apparently top moments including immigration, funding overseas conflicts. Donald Trump came up, and the state of the GOP race. Well, I can't think of a better guy to talk to that did watch it, and I want to get his opinion on it, but the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi, is joining us. And Andrew, did you watch the entire town hall?
Yes, I did, Paul. I watched the whole thing.
Well, and go ahead.
Ron did a great job as far as policies. Like you said, immigration, he brought up Trump a couple times. He tried to say, you know, Trump said that the Mexicans were going to pay for the border, and he didn't get nothing from them. Well, you know, he kind of twisted it there, too, because when Trump put tariffs on everything between Mexico and China, it helped pay for that wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
You know, yeah, I mean, that kind of twists things up. But he did a great job, don't get me wrong. He lacks one thing. He does not have the charisma.
Well, he has his own charisma. You know, it's interesting. You know a guy that didn't have charisma that they claimed did have charisma? Was Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
And he passed away at the age of 100 the other day. And the guy was this, I don't know, he was like an apple sitting in a fruit bowl.
That's right. He caused all kinds of trouble, too.
But he had a certain kind of...
He
became a very interesting person. But you're right about Ron DeSantis. He's kind of a... I think we mentioned this the other day. I wish when he was doing those debates that rather than staring straight ahead when somebody else is talking, and especially when they're talking about him, that he turn and look at the person and just relax a little bit more. He seems like he's, you know, very stiff.
Well, you know, he's not a people person. He's a super intelligent person.
Yeah,
he has a photographic memory, okay? But, you know, his intelligence is so absorbed in his body that the other thing is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the old saying said, you can't dazzle with brilliance, you baffle them with bullcrap, you know? I got the bull crap, and he got the brains. You know.
He does seem to. He's always prepared. I've never seen him not prepared.
No,
he'll
always
answer every question. Now, I did get a report. I didn't see this, but I got a report when he went after Trump. It says here, he said, "I'm the only one running that can beat Trump 1-on-1. Why? Because the other candidates cannot get enough support from core Republicans and transitional conservatives." He says he's a different Donald Trump than 2015 and 16. Back then, he was colorful, but it was really America First about the policies. Now it's a lot of about him. So this is kind of the things that he's saying, and I understand that. Understand that. Yeah.
Hey, look, Trump is the same he's been since 1980. Okay, you aren't changing him.
No.
And he's still right. America First. I'm sorry. I mean, the guy's doing it for a purpose. It's not because of money. It's not because of nothing else. The guy loves the country.
Yep.
So Ron's got a fight on his hand, and the people know it. And I wish, like I said, I wish the two of them would get along. But you know what? This is politics, too. And at the end of it all, they can kiss and make up. You never know.
I think they will.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I think they will. If you notice, they aren't really, really tearing deep down into each other.
No, not at all.
So let me ask.
It's like they're playing a game.
We're talking, by the way, with the Master Barber. And guys, again, and I say this all the time, especially now, you got to look your best for Christmas. And to do that, get over to Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call first for your appointment, of course. So, the audience, did they have an audience? And was the audience...
Yeah, they did. The audience was supposedly of people that were mixed feelings between Ron and Trump, and that they were undecided.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't have no Democrats in there. The only Democrats were probably the moderator and the people holding the camera.
Yeah, Jake Tapper's definitely not a Republican.
Right. And, you know, some applause. Sometimes when they even talked about the fentanyl, a great applause. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they all talk about fentanyl. They all know it's no good. And you know, he's talking about the medical, and his plan is going to be drawn up pretty soon here, and they're going to present it to people, and you know, the same political that they all got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was stand up in his answers. You know, I give him a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
For his answers, yeah. You know.
It doesn't look good for him in Iowa, does it?
No. Trump is like 40% points ahead of everybody.
Yeah. Did you see where Nikki Haley got the endorsement of Sununu in New Hampshire? Where is that story here? Sununu, yeah. This is Republican Governor Chris Sununu. He said, let's not miss this opportunity. The entire country is watching. And he formally endorsed former Ambassador Nikki Haley for president. It says here, the endorsement of Haley by the popular governor that holds the first real primary and the second overall contest in the nomination calendar came as the two teamed up last night at a Haley campaign event at a ski lodge. So, you know, Trump is not getting a lot of endorsements. Well, he's getting some, but some of these governors, like the governor of Iowa, endorsed Ron DeSantis. And now the governor of New Hampshire endorses Nikki Haley. But I don't think Trump cares.
No, he doesn't care because he doesn't need it. And you know, if I was Nikki Haley, what I would do?
What?
Okay, I would go after the American Indian tribes that own all the casinos, man. And get them on her side. She's a Native American, right?
No, she's not a Native American.
I thought, wait a second, you guys, you're confusing me.
No, Nikki Haley.
First you tell me she's an Indian.
She's from She has India. Her
India.
Parents are from
That's
India.
My, India. That's what I said last week, and you said no.
No,
we
no, no,
confused.
I didn't.
Right.
Well, if I did, I made a mistake. She is not.
There you go.
She's not.
Then you
an
made
a,
me.
No.
Yeah, and
she's
okay.
She's a real Indian.
Okay.
She is Indian, but she was born here in the United States. But yes, her parents are from India.
Okay.
Yeah, and so anyway, so what do we say?
Then she needs to go after the corporate hospitals. Are you kidding? Happy getting them.
Yes. All the doctors and the medical people, a lot, of them are Indian. There's no question.
Anyway, like I said, they can all do whatever they want. I mean, hopefully Trump and Ron get it together after this, and I'll tell you what, it'd be the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
It'd be Batman and Robin all over again.
So, I guess... Oh, I want to mention the other story about Donald Trump. I just got to find it here. He has decided to try to delay. Oh, let me find the story here. Where is it? He is, you know, in his trial. The trial that he's got going on in New York, he is... going to try to not well, the Supreme Court has decided that they will consider whether or not to honor here it is. Lawyers for Trump filed a motion yesterday urging the U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan to pause proceedings against Trump while he is appealing. It came after Special Counsel Jack Smith asked the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, to review Trump's appeal in an expedited manner. The Supreme Court has indicated it will expedite considering Smith's petition on whether Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. Now, Smith wants all of this done ahead of the vote for president. Trump and his team want to delay it, and you can certainly understand that. And if the proceedings took their normal course, there's a good chance that all of this would not finish before the November elections. So this is an interesting situation. What do you think about all of that?
Personally, the Supreme Court would have to throw it right out, Paul. Mm-hmm. They got no right to try the guy. He was president while the thing happened, mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
And they got no right to try him. It's a bunch of baloney. And then Jack Smith was trying to get the Trump-appointed judges off of the trial, too, you know.
Well, we know Jack Smith is in it for the politics.
Jack Smith does not want
Trump to be president. In fact, he wants all of this. He wants to find Trump guilty before the November elections.
That's right. That's right. It's all a farce, Paul. You know what? The American people are onto this. They're tired of it, and that's why Trump keeps surging. And he's going to keep surging. And the more they keep pushing, the more he's going to surge.
Yeah.
Let's face it. You heard the guy in Chicago there, Eric Holder. You heard what he said, right?
What did he say? He's kind of a...
Eric Holder said, if the Democrats try to put Trump in jail or put him in jail, it would be the biggest mistake they could ever make because he'll win the presidency with a landslide.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised the way things are going right now. It'll just make people feel even more sympathetic for Donald Trump. You're right about that. Hey, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. I will see you after the show. And in the meantime, always a pleasure to talk with the Master Barber.
You got it. You got it, buddy. God bless America.
We're with you on that. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Andrew. All right, the Master Barber. We're going to take our break. When we come back, campus quackery and a Seattle high schooler failing a test because he said only women can get pregnant.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Work. Things are going fast, going crazy around here. I see Republicans are still before a microphone talking about how Hunter Biden has decided to skip the House probe. How dare he do that? Don't forget, by the way, we are here. Freedom Works comes to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We always have a lot of fun. We hope that you enjoy the show. But if you're not able to listen live, Big Ed puts all our shows on podcast, which means you can go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and at the top, click on the podcast button, and it will open up all the shows. Most recent show at the front, you'll see who the guest is and the topic with the guest and our top 10. So go to ourfreedomworks.com, O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. Go ahead, Ed.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, 49 years old, recently divorced for 1 year.
There you go, Ed. Ed has the hots for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I didn't realize who it was, and I said, very nice-looking woman. I mean, that is in my wheelhouse, though, you know.
She, very nice. And she's very conservative. And she's...
Well, we wouldn't talk politics. I tell you that.
You might talk some politics somewhere along the way. But anyway, indeed, they're all out there right now as Hunter is ducking that impeachment probe. In the meantime, We haven't done campus quackery, Ed, for some time. I got a good one this time. A history teacher at a Seattle high school allegedly gave a student a failing quiz grade after he answered that only women can get pregnant and only men can have penises. There you go. That's Wilbur the Duck, by the way. How do you like that? He gets a failing grade on the quiz because of that.
I don't. Is it a trick question?
No. A 10th grade ethnic studies world history teacher at Chief South, I guess it's S-E-A-L-T-H, South, Chief South International High School, administered the quiz. The test focused on, quote, understanding gender versus sex, unquote, and asked students to answer a series of multiple choice and true or false questions. Question 4 of the exam asked students to identify whether the statement, all men have penises, is true or false. The student marked the statement true. It was labeled incorrect by the teacher. Question 7 asked students to identify whether the statement, only women can get pregnant, was true or false. The kid said, yes. The teacher again marked the student's answer incorrect. Okay. How many people do you know, Ed? How many men do you know that have delivered a child?
I know that question has come up to those brainiacs out there saying that men can get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And
I want to see.
The answer was, the person that answered,
they don't have eggs, they can't get pregnant.
They gave an excuse as to why they asked the person asking the question, are you a doctor? So you're telling me if you're not a doctor, how do you know that a man can't get pregnant? Well, then I think the answer was, well, I'm not a veterinarian either, but I know the difference between a cat and a dog.
Yes. Several other questions asked students to answer questions like, when someone uses they, them pronouns, what does that mean about their gender identity? And true, false, transgender people are gay. So these are the kinds of questions that were on the test. So the student's mother, and by the way, the student and the family has to remain anonymous, which you can understand. The student mother was asked, or expressed concern that the school is allowing teachers to bring political beliefs into the classroom. No kidding.
Well, not only political beliefs, but their own beliefs.
She also claimed that teachers have called her son, and this is a dirty word with starting with F, F, blank, 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 D, and racist, and, quote, a product of the patriarchy that teaches young boys not to care about anything. Boy, I'd get out of that class so quick your head would spin. Yeah. What a horrible class that is. The school denied any name-calling occurred. Here's a district response. The knowledge check quiz was given in an ethnic studies class, but stressed that the quiz results did not impact the final class grade of the kids. The Seattle Public Schools course description underscores that students will be investigating the global economy, society, and culture. Claims that the student was called names have not been reported. We have confirmed with school's principal that this is the first reference to any name calling. We remain committed to fostering inclusive environments that encourage the exploration of contemporary issues, particularly the examination of power systems such as racism and patriarchy. There you go.
You know, there's going to be trouble. If one of these wackadoos comes up to me and asks me how I identify, or what I identify, and do I have a pronoun, I'm just going to drop my pants.
I hope it's not a cold day.
I don't have to say anything, right?
No, you don't.
Right?
That's true. All right. Ed, it is time for our top 10. Believe it. Do we have anything in sports that we need to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh, you know what's fun?
What?
I don't know if you got to watch Monday Night Football.
I watched some of it.
But the Giants with their new quarterback there,
mm-hmm.
Tommy DeVito.
Okay.
Never drafted.
And he played well?
From Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Still lives with his mom, cooks some dinner every night.
Oh.
This kid's tearing it up. And I, it's a great story, opposed to these guys making millions and millions of dollars. And the same thing over the 49ers with Purdy, the quarterback there.
It's good to see the ones.
And he was the last man drafted, you know?
Yeah, you root for those guys.
He's making them league minimum.
Yeah, you do root for them. Yeah. Absolutely, I agree with you.
He's got an entire section in New Jersey in the stadium now. And they're all doing their Italian things now.
Wow.
It's a phenomenon. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
If you happen to see it.
Sounds good. All right. Our top 10. This is Good Housekeeping's top 10 best Christmas foods.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're hungry, you're gonna your mouth will water a little bit on this one. So here we go. Number 10. They say baked ham. He said glaze your ham with root beer. With root beer and serve this main course with zero fear. Oh, and they're trying to be poetic. Glaze your ham with root beer and serve this main with zero fear. All right. Number 9. Gingerbread men. Yeah, I guess so. I haven't seen gingerbread men in a Christmas for a while.
I would call that a meal, though, wouldn't
you? No, these are foods.
I know
what you mean, though.
So it's things that would be on the table.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Number 8. Sweet potatoes. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Mashed potatoes are tasty and all, they say, but mashed sweet potatoes, that's my carb go-to every time. They got the creamy goodness of the traditional mash with about 100 times more flavor. All right. Number 7. Chocolate bark. You know those pieces of chocolate? If you go to a party, a Christmas party, yeah, and they're usually next to the... They're pieces of chocolate with what do you call that stuff that's inside? Like peppermint pieces and all that. It's called chocolate bark. All right. Number 6. Roast beef tenderloin.
Mm.
Would you prefer a roast beef tenderloin to a turkey?
Well, you only have turkey once a year.
Right.
So I wouldn't have
you
roast beef.
You prefer a turkey at Christmas?
I wouldn't have roast beef on Thanksgiving. So you have turkey on Thanksgiving. You don't have it on...
What about Christmas?
No.
You want turkey on Christmas, too?
No.
You want roast beef tenderloin?
That'll work.
There you go. Number 5. Well, this is... I don't know why they brought this up again, but gingerbread. But this is not gingerbread, man. Just regular gingerbread. All right. We got that. Number 4. Brie cheese. Baked brie is creamy, gooey, a little funky. Tastes great when spread on tiny toasts with apples and pomegranate seeds. Mm. Okay. Number 3. Sticky toffee pudding. Warm, moist date cake drizzled with a decadent toffee pecan sauce and topped with a sizable dollop of fresh whipped cream.
Well, you're going to spend all morning in the bathroom after this.
Number 2. Sugar cookies.
Mm.
I guess. Again, these are like Christmas parties.
Easy. That's easy. Anybody can make a sugar cookie.
I agree. Yeah, there you go.
It's like making toast.
Yeah. But, you know, they're always good around Christmas. Of course they are. They're good around any time, actually. All right. And the number 1 Good Housekeeping top 10 best Christmas food. Chocolate and peppermint is what they say.
I was going to say peppermint.
Yeah.
Candy cane, something along that.
There you go. If there's a better combo than chocolate and peppermint, we've never found it. Peppermint bark, chocolate cocoa, mint chocolate chip cookies, and on and on and on. And you're right about the candy canes. When I was a little boy, my dad would hang the candy canes on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to grab those candy canes.
Sneak a few off from the back.
Yeah.
We couldn't see them.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to be back on Friday. We hope that you will be safe and happy. Be with us on Friday. And remember, freedom works.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Rhythmatic acrobatic.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.